Would you be able to tell me a bit about Archie, first of all, please?
What again? You couldn't have asked for a better child than Arch. He is the most perfect teenager you could ever meet. I mean, he really is. He's never done a thing wrong. Nothing, ever. And he's just pure joy, like, of all the kids. They all look up to Arch because Archie's such a positive person. Like, he does nothing but boost people up because he's confident in himself. But he's got zero arrogance, like zero arrogance. And that was such a good quality of his because to be that confident and have no arrogance, people don't expect that from a boy that looks like Arch. They don't expect, they sort of think, they think that they're going to be at themselves now. And Archie was just up for a laugh every second. And he just smiles all day long.
Kids would FaceTime my Arch at like 3 o'clock in the morning. And like early hours in the morning to ask his advice on things. And to, as kids, they say to me, they said, Bex, they said, Archie gave us the confidence to be who we are, and he would make them feel better about themselves and want to do better and want to actually better themselves with everything.
How are his friends dealing with what's happened?
Awful. They're really, really struggling, and as I say, they are, because of how Archie is, and because he's such a strong character as well, and he's always about goodness and putting out what you put out there. You put out positive stuff, you get good stuff in. That was his philosophy in life. He was like, think positive.
When you were approached by Crime Stoppers and the police to get involved with the campaign, was it an easy decision to make?
Yeah, 100%. Yes, definitely.
The focus appears to be on women and on, you know, mums, aunties, sisters. Why does that make such a difference?
Because I think women are quite easily manipulated by men that they love, because women kind of run with their heart rather than their head.
What do you say to those people who are, especially to the women, they're worried their brother's carrying a knife or their father is involved in criminal activity, and they are worried about the repercussions because not everyone will have that strength?
Yes. So my thing is that they are acting cowardly. This country was not built on cowards. We are strong people, but some women don't realise their own strength. So they are acting cowardly by not saying what they've seen and what they know. We are born to be very strong. We are the ones that go through childbirth, and we are the ones that have to go through the pains as being a mother, and we need to show that strong character. It has to come through, because if the people would have come forward, my little aunt would be here with me now. As I say, these women that know this information, if you haven't got the courage to say something directly to somebody else, then send an anonymous email. But the whole point of Crime Stoppers is that it is anonymous. Go to a payphone. Go and use a £10 throwaway chip. Go and use a different phone that you can throw away. That this is untraceable. It's untraceable regardless of that. Go out of your house at your normal times that you would go out and make those phone calls and say, look, I know this has happened, but I'm petrified. Those women need to not show the compassion to the criminals and the pathetic cowards that carry the knives. They need to show the compassion to the kids like my Arch and the other mothers that are going through it. And all the other family members and their friends, because it's destroyed us all. This has destroyed every single thing. All everything. All Archie's friends.
and they're strong boys, and they all go to the gym, and they're strong-minded kids. They really work hard, they're grafters. And they've got good jobs, these kids. And they can't handle it. They can't fathom how this has happened to Arch. My message to the mothers and the wives and the girlfriends and the people that know of these criminal activities is the fact that there are consequences to you keeping a secret is just as bad as telling a lie. Because if you as a person cannot stand somebody that lies, and a lot of women are like that, that they go, the one character trait I cannot stand in someone is if they are a liar. Well, you are being a liar because you are not telling the truth, that you know information, that you know that that bag that they carry around, they carry these side pouches, these boys, and this is where they store their knives. Yeah, these women are, they need to tell the truth. They have to tell the truth.